Father, that is the cry of our heart this morning. God, we long for your presence. God, we long to be more aware of you moving in our hearts, moving in our lives. And Father, I just pray this morning, and as we continue in worship and as we hear your word spoken this morning, Father, that you'd speak to us. God, that you would just move in our hearts this morning. God, let us be aware of where you're speaking to us this morning in our hearts. God, we love you. We thank you for joining us here, and we pray that you would just speak to our hearts as we continue in worship this morning. We love you, and we give all these things to you. We ask them all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Look in Luke chapter 6. In Luke chapter 6, verse 46 through 49, Jesus said these words, "So why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when you don't do what I say? I will show you what it's like when someone comes to me, listens to my teaching, and then follows it. It is like a person building a house who digs deep and lays a foundation on solid rock. When the flood waters rise and break against that house, it stands firm because it is well built. But anyone who hears and doesn't obey is like a person who builds a house without a foundation. When the floods sweep down against that house, it will collapse into a heap of ruins." We have Jenga here. Fun game. Meredith and Mr. Pinkert are going to come play for us. And ladies go first. All right, you can choose who you want to root for and all that kind of stuff. No wagering, please. So Meredith, you go first. I'm not interested in any details or rules. There you go. No. Oh, you don't have to? Not interested in any details or rules. But I can see that's not a good choice right there. That one right there should come in. Yeah. There we go. I know. Woo dogs. He knows what he's doing. Looky there. Looky there. Woo. I don't think you should be going to New Orleans with those beads. You got some skills there, man. You can go to college. Oh boy. Belmont. Ooh, Ooh. Oh, man. Oh, look at him. He ain't scared none. He's going on down there. Go for it. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That sounds like wagering. Oh, she's coming late, but she's arriving. She's catching up. Don't blow on it, man. That's cheating.
You said you weren't concerned with rules and regulations.
Yeah, but you don't want to blow on it. You need to kind of work it out. Oh, very good. Thank you. Very good. So Jesus said, "So why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when you don't do what I say? I will show you what it's like when someone comes to me, listens to my teaching, and then follows it. It is like a person building a house who digs deep and lays the foundation on solid rock. When the flood waters rise and break against that house, it stands firm because it is well built. But anyone who hears and doesn't obey is like a person who builds a house without a foundation. When the floods sweep down against that house, it will collapse into a heap of ruins. This is important teaching of Jesus. Jesus says that a firm foundation is when someone comes to Him, that's faith, listens to His teaching, that's hearing His Word, that's reading His Word, and then follows it, obeys. You see, having a strong foundation is more than knowledge. It's more than knowing Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's more than going to church. It's more than hearing. It is believing and hearing, but that's not enough. It's also obeying. Obedience is the strength maker. Knowledge is important. Knowledge helps us obey. But obedience is the key to a strong foundation. And we know that because he says here, but anyone in verse 49 who hears and doesn't obey is like a person who builds a house without a foundation. When the floods sweep down against that house, it will collapse into a heap of ruins. There's three things here that I want to point out. First of all, then and now, people were calling Jesus Lord and not doing what He said. Jesus is telling us here that it's going to be a problem for us. It's going to be a struggle. We can put it this way. People are going to read the Bible and not benefit from it. People are going to go to church and hear God's Word and not benefit from it. There are going to be people that hear His Word, that know things about Him. They have knowledge, they have facts, they may even memorize Scripture. But they're not going to be strong because they're going to lack obedience. Jesus says here to all these people that are listening to Him, to His disciples and to the mass of people that are here to hear this Sermon on the Mount. He says to them, why would you call me Lord and not do what I say? We have to be careful that we don't go to church Sunday after Sunday and not change, not do what He says, not obey Him. You and I know people that know God's Word, that have checked all the boxes off, and yet when the winds blow in life, the foundation is not strong and they fall apart. Jesus says for us to have a strong foundation, for us to have a life that will withstand life storms, we have got to believe in Him, we have got to hear His Word, and we've got to obey. And so Jesus tells us that this is a struggle. This is going to be a problem. It was a problem then, and it's a problem now. And He says, why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? The second thing we see here is problems, trials, storms are going to come. Seniors graduating, that's one thing I can tell you for absolutely sure. You're going to have problems. You're going to have storms. You're going to have trials. They just come. There's no one in this room that hasn't had setbacks. There's no one in this room that hasn't had problems. We all have problems. Problems strengthen us. Problems develop faith. Problems are our friend. God uses problems to help us to have a strong foundation. Problems help us draw closer to God. Problems help us to set apart what really matters from what doesn't matter, and helps us to experience that abundant life that video said about a while ago. We're all going to have problems. The important thing is that you're ready for problems. You're ready for trials. You're ready for struggles. And Jesus says, the way that you develop your foundation is to come to Him, to hear His Word, and obey Him. So, there's going to be a struggle. We'll call Him Lord, Lord, and not do what He says. That's always going to be a struggle for us. We must we must nip that struggle in the bud. We must understand that obedience is always important. It helps us be strong. It helps us deepen in Him. It helps that foundation get strengthened so that when the storms come, storms are always going to come. There's no way around it. And the third thing that he says here, the important thing is to come to Him, to hear Him, and believe Him by obedience. So how do you lay a strong foundation? Jesus says, I'll show you what it's like when someone comes to me, listens to my teaching, and then follows it. It is like a person building a house who digs deep and lays the foundation on solid rock. Well, let's go back and look in verse 27. Luke 6:27. This is the act of laying down a strong foundation. Jesus said, but to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. When you love your enemies, you lay down a strong foundation. That's obedience. Now, that's a struggle, right? So people often, they will come to Jesus, they will hear His word, but they don't want to love their enemies. And so they have a weak foundation. They say all the right things, they believe all the right things. They're asked, do you call Jesus Lord? Do you believe in Jesus as your Savior? Do you believe Jesus died on the cross for you? And they say yes. Do you do what He says? Well, do you love your enemies? Not loving my enemies, not going to do that. I'll do other things, but I'm not going to do that. Then the foundation is weak because we're not being obedient. Jesus says, but to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. He says, do good to those who hate you. Do you do good to those who hate you? Bless those who curse you. Do you bless those who curse you? Pray for those who hurt you. The people that are to be on the top of your prayer list are people who have hurt you, people who have slandered you, people who have been unkind to you, people that have gossiped about you. If we are going to have a strong foundation, Jesus says that's what's required. That's laying down that deep foundation that's on the bedrock. We pray for those who hurt us. Jesus says, if someone slaps you on one cheek, offer the other cheek also. We don't retaliate. We don't get revenge. Jesus' people don't get revenge. Now, if we're going to seek revenge, and if we're going to get after revenge, and if it's revenge we're not after, but getting ahead, then we're hearing His word and not obeying. Because Jesus says, we are to not seek revenge. If someone demands your coat, offer your shirt also. Give to anyone who asks. And then when things are taken away from you, don't try to get them back. Don't hold on tight to things. That's what he's saying here. Things don't need to get in the way of following Jesus. And then the golden rule, do to others as you would like them to do to you. Now, it may help you to switch that around and do the negative. Don't treat people the way you don't want to be treated, right? Do to others as you would like them to do to you. Just simply write down, how would I like to be treated? And that's the way we treat other people. Treating other people the way we want to be treated is laying down a strong foundation. If you only love those who love you, why should you get credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good only to those who do good to you, why should you get credit? Even sinners do that much. So you can see right here in verses 32 and 33, Jesus is telling us that we are not to be like everyone else. We are to be different. Because that's not how the world works. This is not how it operates. We are to love those who don't love us. We are to love those who are against us. That's the mark of one of Jesus' people. Jesus says, what good is it if you only do good to those who do good to you? So we should be responsive in this. This is laying down a strong foundation. And if you lend money only to those who can repay you, Why should you get credit? Even sinners will lend to others for a full return. And then he summarizes. Love your enemies. Strong foundation. Do good to them. Strong foundation. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Strong foundation. Then your reward from heaven will be great, and you will truly be acting as a children of the Most High. For He is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate. And you remember, compassionate means painful sympathy, hurting for other people, identifying with other people, not just saying you're sorry, but feeling for them. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others, or it will come back against you. Forgive others, and you will be forgiven. Unforgiveness is a weak foundation. Unforgiveness is a deal breaker for a strong foundation. For the Christian, if we are unforgiving, it's going to sabotage every aspect of our lives. It is going to rob us of joy. It is going to steal us of having real good relationships with people. It is going to just sabotage our worship. It is going to cause us to be religious. I read a quote the other day. I love this quote. Bono said, "When the spirit leaves the building, all you have left is religion. And when we are unforgiving people, all you have is religion." Man's best way to be right with God. Man's best effort to please God, which is impossible. Forgive others and you will be forgiven. Give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. And so you can see what I've done here. I've just simply read those red words to you. I've just simply said, this is what Jesus said. If we're going to have a strong foundation, seniors, if you're going to stand strong, if you're going to be faithful, you must come to Jesus, hear what Jesus has to say, and believe by following. Obedience. Do the things that Jesus has said to do. No shortcuts. No shortcuts. There's no loopholes. It's just simply coming to Him, hearing Him, and being obedient. Let's pray. Father, help us today to build our life on that strong foundation, You, Jesus Christ, so that when the storms come, we will remain standing, firm, committed, devoted firmly to You. We're thankful, Father, for the promises we have in Your Word. Help us to be faithful. We pray for all these seniors graduating today. We pray, Father, Your strength on them. We pray Your blessing on them, and may they hear Your voice clearly. Wherever You take them, Lord, may they be faithful to You and be a bright light for Your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Ushers, please come forward.